Teen Impact is a summer service learning program launched 5 years ago by the nonprofit Hands on Greater Richmond. The initiative exposes youth to challenges in the community while also demonstrating how groups come together to create solutions. Amy Yates is the Teen Impact Program Coordinator.
And so it just really gives kids a taste for all the different nonprofits that work in the area and all the things they could be doing to help out and volunteering in different ways. And I've already finished 2 weeks, and I've been getting a lot of emails and texts from all my campers asking, you know, how can they can stay involved and keep on doing the work they started doing.
This year, the organization has 5 camps focusing on 3 different themes, housing and homelessness, urban agriculture and food justice, and water and ecology.
So today we're going to walk down some of the flood wall walkways.
At the RVA Hydro Camp, youth begin the day's activities on the south side of Richmond's flood wall.
Does anybody know when the biggest flood was? What year?
77.
Flood wall supervisor John Hay begins with a bit of history, pointing out how high the water was during the flood of 1771, an estimated 45 feet above normal.
So if we were standing here in 1771, the water would have been well above our heads.
The youth learned that subsequent floods and hurricanes in the 20th century led to discussions of a flood protection plan and eventually the flood wall built by the Army Corps of Engineers.
All right, go ahead and turn the wheel.
To demonstrate how the floodgates work, Hay takes the youth down the raised levee and unlocks one of the manual wheels.
What these gates do is they close and they have wedges on them so that when they close, they hit those wedges, it gets tight.
A visit to the pump station and north side flood wall rounds out the 3-hour tour where Hay lets the youth close one of the flood wall doors. The students here range from age 12 to 15, and for some, it's their first time visiting the flood wall. Hugh McFarlane is 12 years old and a student at Midlothian Middle School.
This is my first year and it just looks really interesting, and I really wanted to do the water one because I like to see water and what it has the ability to do, and I like plants too. I just like nature all in all.
I really liked learning about the flood wall because I knew that there was a bad hurricane and everything, but I didn't think it was really, really, really bad and enough to build all that, and I could see how much effort they put into it and everything, and it was really cool experience.
Riley Johnston is an 8th grader at Matoka Middle School in Chesterfield. Already a volunteer in his community, he said he saw a flyer about the Teen Impact camps and was drawn to the week-long study of hydrology.
I chose this one particularly because I like water and I live right next to Pocahontas State Park, so I can go and see the water, and I'd love to see other ways I can help my park and everything about the water.
So we're gonna go over there. I saw a lot of trash.
After lunch, the youth put on plastic gloves and clean up some trash at Shiplock Park. Next, they're off to work with Community Garden Coordinator Vicki Campbell.
All right, now this is what we're gonna do when we weed. We're going to put them in these peat moss bags, so that way it won't get all over.
Youth grab gloves and garden tools and remove the weeds that overgrew the 6 beds built into the north side of the flood wall. Campbell has been working with the group at several sites around the city.
This week we did a service project at George Swift. They have indoor courtyards full of edible landscaping, so we did a little on that. And Friday they'll come to one of my community gardens by Creighton Court and build raised beds and put gutters in for rainwater collection.
Today they're planting low water perennials.
And this particular one, I'm going to show them, we put the peat moss in and we're talking about conserving water. And then Friday we're doing rainwater collection and showing them how to put gutters together into a rain barrel. So that's a really useful tool that they can use.
At the other Teen Impact camps, youth helped clean and organize Hilliard House, an organization that helps homeless women and their children. They also followed the route local vegetables take, from harvest at Tricycle Gardens to a corner store. Coordinator Yates says the camps provide youth with unique firsthand experiences that show them their potential to make positive change in the community.
And so to be able to expose them to these areas where we're walking around and realizing that there's nowhere to get groceries and having them think about that and think about what that would mean if their mom didn't have a car and had to, you know, couldn't walk, you know, umpteen miles to get groceries, can't even take them on the bus and all that kind of thing. It really makes them think about, you know, what life is like for others and how they can help, you know, make the community better.
Each Teen Impact Camp costs $50 for the week, and youth bring their own lunch. Hands on Greater Richmond also offers partial and full scholarships, and the organization has a program during the school year called the Youth Philanthropy Project. A partnership with the Community Foundation, youth learn leadership skills and get to allocate grants to youth-led community service projects. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.